A number of employers have expressed their concern and frustration at the accessibility of the Unemployment Insurance Fund's Temporary Employer Employee Relief Scheme, complaining at the lack of easy access to the scheme's website and the seeming changing of rules and processes on how to apply once one engages with the various consultants. And some, sadly, have not been able to make it on time to pay their staff at the end of the month. Interestingly enough, the Minister of Labour and Employment earlier this week said the UIF TERS scheme had so far paid out some 3.3 billion rand and also said that some employers are not taking advantage of the scheme to help pay their staff, which sounds rather odd. Well, to take us through some of the challenges being experienced, I'm joined on the line by journalist and MoneyWeb contributor Amanda Fissa. Thank you very much for joining us, Amanda. So it sounds like it's been a real horror show for some businesses trying to apply for the UIF's TERS scheme. What are the primary complaints?
Good evening. Yes, it seems as if it's been really a very difficult process for a lot of companies. The main issue is that the rules have been, as you said, been keep on changing. First, people were told that they had to email everything, they had to upload all the documents. First, they had to help the employees by sending through documents that they had to email to the UIF. Then it was changed that the employees had to do it. So from the beginning, the way that the formula was used, how to decide, you know, what the benefit is that people will get, that sliding scale of 38 to 60%. Apparently, the wrong calculation method was used, and in that instance, already a lot of applications were rejected. Then people were asked to convert their Excel files into CRV or CSV files that they've never heard about. They have had no idea how to do it. Eventually, I got some of it right, but some of those files were corrupted. So these applications were rejected. They resubmitted. They tried everything. They went to brokers, people to assist them, paying money to get these applications in time so that people could be paid today.
Yes.
With not a lot of success.
There remains a lot of questions about the benefit that accrues to employees. The other day, the Labour and Employment Minister spoke about 38% of people's wages. But I see in the write-up that you did, you talk about a range of between 38 and 60%. Just clarify for us what the entitlement is.
So what I understand, and everything is up in the air, so the latest that we understood was that you take the monthly salary of the employee, and then they apply the sliding scale of 38% to 60%. So if you, and they cap it at 17,000 something.
Mm-hmm.
So if you earn 6,000 rand, then they have this incredibly difficult, complicated formula that you put in to gain the days that they work, the rate of the day, times the days that they've worked, and then you get to the benefit that they get. It is almost apparently three pages to get the calculation right.
Wow.
For one employee. and then from what I understand from the South African Institute of Professional Accountants, the calculation that they do it and the payment that was made by the UIF does not correlate. So there's a lot of confusion and a lot of misunderstanding and errors. I'm sure. Everybody's part.
I see that one of the people that you spoke to indicated that she tried, you know, any which way to, you know, work with the system, but in the end she gave up and took up a loan to pay people's salaries.
That's right, yes.
That is crazy.
Yeah, I think the problem is that she realized the time was running out.
Yeah.
And as she told me, you know, her people were mainly younger people with children. They had mortgages that they had to pay, so she had to do something. She couldn't wait until the end of the month and then, you know, her people stuck with nothing.
Yes. One of the things that the Minister for Labour and Employment, Tula Sinxesi, has mentioned is that companies are not applying for the benefits for their employees. Now, we know that a company has to be compliant with their tax and all of those things in order to gain the benefit. To what extent, you know, were people refuting that this is the case?
You know, I've been keeping an alert this morning from the National Employers Association of South Africa. And they have been surveying their members to see, you know, what is happening with their applications. And apparently, on payday today, 63% of the members have not received any payment.
Oh, dear.
I understand, you know, that it's complex procedures. It is, there are scams out there, obviously. There's always that excuse why people are not being paid out. But this is a time of crisis, and I think that you need to be more flexible in your processes, and you need to allow for some form of errors that people will make. If your directives keep on changing, if your forms are not that easy to understand, your questions are not well formulated for people to make the right answers. So I think it's not an easy process, but there has to be much more flexibility in this time of crisis.
And what's the implication been of the TERS online application website crashing? Apparently it crashed a couple of days ago. What has that meant for people?
The main thing is that people were very concerned that they wouldn't get their applications for the April month end in time. Actually, I think even if they did, they would not have received anything. But from what I understand from the South African Institute of Professional Accountants is that even if the applications are made on a later stage, the April, if everything is correct, and we know that there are problems with that, then the April payments will still be made even if the application has made in May.
Okay, no, that's super. Thanks very much, Amanda, for your time and some insights there. That was Amanda Fisser. She's a journalist and a MoneyWeb contributor.